101.1 FM.
Just keep the thing bouncing.
Yes, 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 folks. It's all about CJ 90.1 on your FM dial. Alongside my boy Robin RPP.
What you say?
How you doing?
I good, man. I good.
Nice.
Pleasure to be here. A pleasure and a privilege.
So let me ask you a question. You have an event coming up on July the 1st.
That is correct. Canada Day.
Yeah,
we celebrated it. Event. Caribbean styles. Well, so this event was the brainchild of the one they called Obia Mix. Obia Mix and his bag of tricks.
Let me big up my boy Obia Mix, who probably ain't listening right now, but you know.
Yeah, I've heard Obia. He's in Hong Kong right now.
Yes.
Him and his partner DJ Features, who's
nice.
Also performing at this thing. So the way I understand it is actually Obia Mix, and I can't remember the other partner's name, started this radio show.
Many years ago.
Yes. Before my time, before your time, Jags came to be involved in the show, and Jags ended up taking over the show.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean. And then years went on. I finally met Obia Mix one day, and the time I met him, he was managing CITR FM, which is where I do my show every Friday from 9 to 11. He was the station manager there and basically set me up with Soca Storm. So it seems only fitting we say the student meets the teacher meets the student. The trio we and his probably the greatest student of all, his partner and wife, Miss DJ Features, all performing this Canada Day in Abbotsford. Visit SocaVancouver.com for ticket information. I don't have the addresses in front of me, but if you're listening to this in the lower mainland of BC, that's the place to be, Canada Day.
Well, here we're going on. I'm going to give out a shout to somebody.
Yeah.
Another foundation individual.
Uh-huh.
Big up the coach.
Oh, I say coach.
I see coach on Twitch, so big up yourself, my boy coach. You know what? Yes. Well, of course, you can't forget, because yes, Obia Mix was a part of this many moons ago.
Right.
And because of that get bred. Paris of the Caribbean get bred from him to Nasty Jags. Nasty Jags and Coach did it. You know, Coach end up going back to Trinidad. I do it for a little while. You do it for a little while.
Right.
And to this day, it's still
going on.
Going on.
How long has this show been going on now, boy?
This show has been on, I want to say, approximately 20 to 25 years or so.
Something so.
Yeah. Or even longer.
It's amazing,
I could be wrong. So, Obia Mix, if you're listening, give me a shout out and let me know the years this show is on.
Right?
You understand? Because this show has been running, I believe, Pirates of the Caribbean is the longest running show coming out of SFU, Burnaby Mountain.
Definitely Canada West Coast, I think so.
Yes. Yeah. It's been out for many, many years, and it's still running strong.
And this is critical because it helps keep the Caribbean community together and gives us a listening point. Not to mention, I could be incorrect, but I think this station might have only been AM at one point. Then it went
FM.
That was a big deal.
Yes.
And then it went on to cable TV, which was those days done, but that was
a thing. And then it went into TuneIn app.
Right. And now it's streaming around
and
the
world. And then it switched from one location to the other one.
Right.
We ain't going to talk about that, but.
Right.
The new location is nice. It is very nice. The unfortunate part about it, the sister show that we have, which is West Indies Culture Shock, cannot be done live based on the hours of our show.
They can't even access the building, these
guys.
Yeah,
you can't get access to the building at 10 o'clock.
Somebody had
where our show
Kina,
starts
man.
From 9 to 9 to 12. So now I doing pre-recording shows.
Jeez.
You see?
That had a fix.
So that had a fix.
The building here empty.
Exactly.
Give me the key.
Do something about it, CGSL.
Right.
But other than that.
But no, it's been a pleasure and a privilege to be involved in the whole thing and just to help to share the music, because that's really what it's all about.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, music is life, you know.
And?
Music is life.
You could be feeling a kind of certain way in a day and this thing will pick you up, man. Keep you going. Keep you fit.
Yeah, man. That's for sure. So, since you have your radio show.
Yes.
And you're wholly and solely into soca music.
Correct.
Tell me some of the guests that come onto your show and, you know, the interviews you do.
Well, the I haven't had a whole ton, but one of the biggest ones was Super Blue.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
That was last summer. Was it last summer already? And I mean, actually, technically, that was for this show. but it was a dual kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We did it at my home studio, and what a privilege it was to meet that guy, man.
Nice, he is
just a living legend, and such an honorable. He only cares to share positivity, and a real amazing cat.
Well, I had the privilege of meeting him, knowing that I was a Sando boy myself.
Serious.
Because I'm from Trinidad myself, I'm from San Fernando. So man like Super Blue and Black Stalin.
Wait.
Black Stalin used to come in my name and hang out with me and my boys and them, and you know, all the older folks. And when you see a man like me come and sit down with the older folks, you see Black Stalin and he doing his little thing. So I know a few of them fellas, you know. But having listening to people like them, and having been inspired by people like them, where you think our Caribbean culture in Vancouver needs to be at this present time and for the next 5 years to be?
I think we need, you know, the music is getting, the beat it's come to be a lot more familiar to people than it ever was before. There was a point in time when I'd say I play soca music and people are like, what's that? And now there's a little bit of recognition, and I think because of the success of Afrobeats these days, which is similar, it's different, but it's similar, it's become more palatable to a wider audience. But when you say specifically in Vancouver, we need more unity. We have too much, it's not just Trinidad and the Caribbean. Trinidad is where my family's from, is my favorite island, but that being said, the music comes out of all the islands. You know, Jamaica, Barbados, St. Lucia, all of them, right?
Yes, yes.
And we need to really come together more and stop operating in competition. I think that is the secret to success. And yeah, I visit, you know, Calgary Soca's got a cool thing going on, man. They just grow and grow and grow. They have bigger artists coming.
Winnipeg having this thing coming up just now, too. Winnipeg having their own carnival coming up. Yeah, Winnipeg having their own carnival coming up.
They used to call that Winter Peg, boy.
them having their thing in July.
Wow.
So in July, them having their thing. Now, I know this might be a little controversy, a little thing going on, but we have the Caribana coming up in August.
Right.
And it has changed the venue. And the new venue now is in Coquitlam by opposite the police station.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
And that is on, I can't remember the exact
date. So this is they call it the North Van, or it used to be North Van, Caribbean Days Festival.
So now
this is the Caribbean Festival for the Lower Mainland, British Columbia, and now it's in Coquitlam.
Right.
New location. Last year was the first year at the new location.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty great location. It affords for greater sprawl and stuff like that. However, there's a lot of challenges, I would imagine. I don't have any direct association with it, but you know, there was a lot that goes with staying in the same location and people coming out to that specific location.
Yes.
And there was the festival, the parade. We had our little, as you say, the Caribana, the road parade and stuff.
Yes.
Last year, they didn't have that. I don't know if they're going to this year, but it's going to take some years, I would think, to build back what they had. And it's also going to take some youth, you know, because a lot of the people I see that operated that old thing, they're getting older and stuff, and it takes a lot of energy, a lot of time to do this stuff.
Yes.
Time is a big challenge, even for us younger guys. We got to go to work and stuff too, so, you know, time you come home from work, but this stuff doesn't happen. You got to plan it year-round and work in the off-time. It's tough.
But we know in North Van, they had the little beer garden.
Yes.
And they had the little music thing going on.
Yes.
So the first time in Coquitlam, they didn't have the music.
Yes, and I think that is a big, important part of the whole thing, boy. I mean, obviously, as a soca DJ, but that's what attracted us, and the music is more than the food, more than the parade, more than everything. That's the one unity that we all find, I think, without even using our brains, just in our body and the beat, people come together with this. So DJs are so important in Caribbean culture.
Yes, it is.
You know, I will argue almost more important than some of the artists. Some of the DJs help bring up the artists.
Yes, they do.
So I would certainly love to see more regard given to, you know, Caribbean DJs in Vancouver to help bring this thing up.
So a question that I have is, what could we, as radio announcers, aka DJs, do to support the Caribbean Days Festival? Because I reach out to them asking them for an interview and I ain't really get them to call me back. So, you know, I would love to do an interview with them and get their points and get their feedback and promote the culture. What could we do?
That's a great question, and I've been working on that myself. You know, yeah, we have to just realize that we're trying to achieve the same thing, and the thing that, you know, the music changes from year to year.
It's,
we're in a newer rhythm now, a different groove, a different vibe, you know. If it was rock and roll, it's to say, well, today not everybody listening to Elvis anymore. Not to say that Elvis wasn't great and huge. So we have to just see on the same page. But yeah, I think all of us, you know, all of us want to be more involved and more engaged with that festival because it's the gathering point. There's a lot of potential. But, you know, we need to be kind of invited into this thing, right? I'm not going to... I'm trying to build, you know, you're just building relationships with the people who are involved and just going day by day. But I would love to see an initiative from the society that puts this out to incorporate more music.
One more question I have for you. You are a part administrator of a website on Facebook. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Okay, that group is Trinis in BC.
Yes.
It is called. And... yeah, it's a meeting place, I guess, for anybody who is from Trinidad, lives in British Columbia.
And how long that site has been up for?
I'm not really too sure, you know. I was invited in to be part administrator maybe 4 years ago. I imagine it existed a few years before that. It certainly grew a lot since my involvement because I would make a lot of posts having to do with the radio shows and the broadcasts and Trini Festival and stuff like that. It's my personal. I would like to see it opened up to people outside of Trinidad too. That's been a kind of controversial issue. They say for membership they want people who are born in Trinidad or directly related by blood alone, which is kind of hard to police and monitor. And who are any of we to do so? The argument is that there are enough places for all the other islands and all the other types of music and stuff. And yes, granted, but at the same time, being from... We're way out here, West Coast, BC. There's not too many Trinis. There's not too many of any of us. I see more in the unity of, you know, I would rather it call the Caribbean culture in BC or something like this.
Nice.
Personally, as much as I love my Trini culture.
So if somebody wants to join...
Yeah.
If somebody wants to join,
yeah,
what you
just
do
search.
You, do?
You just search Trinis in BC
on Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook,
okay.
And yeah, I think somebody. There's a pre-screening. You have to answer the questions, and once you verify the questions, membership is usually granted. And it's a. I recommend anybody listening to do that because that's a good way to keep appraised of just what's going on in BC. You know what's going on in Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad. And all the rest. A lot of cool pictures get posted, cool videos. Sometimes politics stuff gets posted. Not too much. We don't want too much of that. But we're living in the real world, so what is there is there. You know, and you can choose what you want to take away from it.
Good.
But I should... If we're promoting groups, we should also... There's another group called Caribbean Culture in Vancouver. I don't know specifically who operates that, but that's another good meeting place.
Nice.
And, of course, RPP Sound.
There we go. There we go. So, before I finish this little interview with you today, if somebody wants to get in contact with RPP, what is RPP's socials?
The easiest one, I think, is rppsound.com or socavancouver.com or socastorm.com. And all of those more or less take you to the same place where you will be able to listen to the radio show, subscribe to the podcast, be appraised of local events coming up in the community, and just follow my little silly narrative that I post with regard to the scene.
Nice. Well, you know, RPP will be coming on just now.
Wait.
And blessing me with some of the music, and you know, we'll go on dinner.
But yes, man, you're listening to Pirates of the Caribbean Radio with DJ iCubed and guest RPP Sound. Nasty Jag is, I saw him jumping on a trampoline, man. I don't know where this guy's at, but.
He's in Kelowna.
Too, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, well, let me go get some music going now, man, and see how we do it.
Yeah, there we go.
problem in here.
So when I reach on the day, I saw problem. And when the whole front start away, I saw problem. And the old man call and the man, I saw problem.
Just imagine that.
I saw problem.
Just imagine that. Imagine what it feels like. Bumper on me all night.
Yes, folks, we gotta listen to some RPP song right now. Log in, tune in, let me know how your song. Big up yourself, each and everyone, at Pirate City Caribbean, 4 to 6 p.m. on West Indies, on Pirate City Caribbean. Shit, I'm about to say West Indies Culture Shop, yes?
Crazy in love, but they don't wanna see us together.
Yes, Twitch, how you doing?
Different, too different from each other. But I know what I feel for you. You know what you feel for me. So baby, tell me what we gonna do. Why don't we just run away, run away, run away to a private getaway?
getaway, get away. Oh baby, let's go far, 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 far away. Kick it, kick it, kick it. We could rap back and kick it, kick it, kick it, kick it, kick it, kick it. Level out all night, burn up the sheets till broad daylight. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. What you and I share is beautiful and amazing.
Amazing.
So we don't need of them, we don't need them validating.
No way.
As long as you care for me, you know I will. For you, so baby, here is what you wanna do. Why don't we just run away, run away, run away to a private getaway, getaway, getaway.
To party, I hit up the crew them to roll one time and kiss the little girl.